Sunday's tornado left gaps in Joplin, Missouri. Not just open lots where buildings once stood, gaps once filled by friends and family members, more than 200 of them still missing.
I have a family member missing, and I have another family member that is in a hospital somewhere in St. Louis, a two-year-old little niece that I can't find out. We don't know where she's at. We don't know if she's alive. We don't know anything.
The search continues for the Marshall family and hundreds of others. Hope mingled with fear in Joplin as the search for the missing goes on. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, May 27th. John is out today. He'll be back next week. Let's get a look at our top news stories this morning. And we begin with the story of Ratko Mladic. He is now in custody and due back in a Belgrade courtroom today for a hearing on his extradition to the War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague. Mladic is a former Bosnian Serb general. He's accused of orchestrating the massacre of some 8,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica during the Balkan Wars. This witness to Mladic's atrocities spoke to our partner, the BBC.
I was some 10 meters away from him when he said, "My Serb brothers, this is your unique opportunity. Use it." And they used it as much as they could. They took my son and husband, my two brothers, and many other relatives and many other friends and neighbors of mine. And all these years, he was free, enjoying life.
Mladic was captured yesterday after a nearly 16-year-long manhunt. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made a surprise visit to Pakistan this morning. She held a meeting with Pakistan's president and prime minister just a month after the killing of Osama bin Laden on Pakistani soil. Earlier, Pakistan did agree to allow a CIA forensics team to examine bin Laden's hideout. They'll search for any al-Qaeda materials that may have been hidden inside walls or buried at the site. Across the border in Afghanistan, a bomb killed 8 U.S. soldiers. It's the worst IED attack in more than a year. Another stormy night for much of the eastern United States. 81 tornadoes were reported across 11 states last night. No deaths reported, though. Meanwhile, the painful search for the missing continues in Joplin, Missouri. This state official says more than 200 people are still unaccounted for after Sunday's tornado.
We need people to call in and help us locate those individuals. So that 232 are reports that are made by family members, and our goal is to get that to zero.
Most people still unaccounted for are believed to be alive. The Patriot Act has been extended for another 4 years. That means law enforcement officials can still search personal records and conduct roving wiretaps when looking for terrorists. President Obama signed the extension in France just before the midnight deadline. He used an auto pen. It's a machine in Washington that holds a pen and then signs his signature for him. The president is in France for a G8 summit. This morning, the group announced it will give $20 billion to Egypt and Tunisia to aid their transitions to democracy. And a Wisconsin judge has struck down the law that strips collective bargaining rights for most public workers in the state. That's a big headline this morning. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has upheld an Arizona law that penalizes businesses for hiring illegal workers. And some good news if you're planning to hit the road this Memorial Day weekend. The gas prices have fallen another 9 cents. The national average for a gallon of gas is now $3.81. Asian markets are mixed at this point, and European indices are up. Futures are mixed. They're slightly down. In the NASDAQ, S&P and Dow are up a tiny bit. The Dow will start at 12,402, the S&P at 1,325. The NASDAQ will open at 2,782. Well, we are looking ahead to the Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be talking about gas prices in particular in continuation with our gas price project, which you can participate in by going to our website, thetakeaway.org, or you can text the word gas to 69866. Be a reporter for us and tell us how much you're paying on the pump and whether or not it's changing the way that you drive. We'll talk more in 15 minutes. And of course, it is Memorial Day weekend. We want to hear who you are remembering this weekend, who you are honoring. Tell us your stories and share your memories with us by calling 8778-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.